sorry to disturb your meditation in the middle, but it's difficult not to when you're trying to do this. Okay, so that was the first passage. Try to hold some thoughts from that passage in your mind as we progress to the next one. Because John can't write of Jesus Christ, as he just has, without remembering what Christ has done for him, and for us all, indeed, without offering him the praise and the adoration that is his due. Therefore, end of verse 5, to him who loved us and freed us from our sins by his blood, and made us to be a kingdom, priests serving his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. And from what Christ has done, John's thoughts turn to what he will do. Verse 7. Look, he's coming with the clouds. Every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And on his account, all the tribes of the earth will wail. So it is to be. Amen. Now let's spend some time meditating on these verses, on what the Lord has done for us and what we owe to him. Perhaps you'd like to consider the price Jesus paid and the benefits we enjoy. Perhaps you'd like to consider the Old Testament promises fulfilled, like Isaiah 61:6, you should be called the priest of the Lord, and what it means to be a priest serving Christ, God and Father. Perhaps you'd like to meditate on the second coming of Christ, I particularly commend that one, on its certainty that it is to be, on what it will mean for every eye to see him, on the comfort it will bring to some and the terror it will bring to others, on the fact that we count among those who pierce him. Again, there isn't time to think of everything. Choose one phrase or theme or subject and first cogitate upon it, then soliloquize, preach it to yourself, and thirdly, pray it in. Okay, we've got another 15 minutes or so for the second passage. And come back afterwards. Yeah, don't worry. No. It's difficult to do it in a workshop, sort of. Yes, it will just enjoy me something, I think.